Welcome to Shomach Shava on the Daf, Shir Sponsor, Lo Nishma, Asar, Biyak, Shom, Le'a, Basitzchok. We're holding in Bo'basra, Daf, Nun, Zayin. The Gemara with base, in the middle of the Amud, brings, Vo'itzem Einov Mirei Spira, someone who shuts his eyes from seeing something bad, Omav Chia Ba'abo, who are we talking about? Zei She'im Yistakel Banoshim, B'sha Sha'im Deis Alakviso. Someone who doesn't stare in the woman, when they're standing in a position which is not stiastic, when they're doing laundry. So says the Gemara Chidame, what's the case? There's other ways to go. Rushu, he's not supposed to be there. If there's no other way to go, so he's honest, and the Gemara concludes, there's no other way, but still he should not look in that direction. So the Masho already points out right away that you could explain the Pasuk that he's sitting in his place and suddenly something not sneezdik is going in front of him. But because we explained that he's going to that place, then there's a taina, what is he doing in that place? Now the Pashup Shat is that just going to that place, a person is putting himself in a challenge. Someone to always tell a nazir not to get close to the vineyard. Don't put yourself in a place where you have a challenge. Going and putting himself into a place of a challenge, that is considered to be a rasha. To put into a nisayon, even though he's able to overcome the nisayon, but that in itself is considered to be a rasha. But there's an additional level to this, a tremendous chiddush that's brought down in the Al Sheikh, in Teres Moshe, and Bereishis Perek Tes regarding the children of Noach. It says the Yikoch Shem v'Yofes is a simlo v'yasimu al Shechem Shneim. So it says when Noach was in the tent and he was not sneezdik, there's the erva was revealed. So his two sons came. They went backwards. They covered the erva of their father. So the Pasuk says that the face was facing the other direction. It says the Al Sheikh, why have to tell me that the face was facing the other direction? You just say that they didn't look at the erva. That's good enough to tell me that. It says the Al Sheikh, see from here, a big yesod. Even when a person shuts his eyes are closed, he doesn't see a thing. He has no hiruri aveira. Nothing bad has happened to him in his mind. But still, to have an erva in front of one's face is a b'gam in the Gedusha. It says because a tzaddik has tzelem eloikim on the face. And if you have, you put in front of the face an erva even though he doesn't see it. But the Gdusha Tselem Eloikim is in front of something which is wrong. And this Yisoid of the Al Sheikh adds a whole new dimension to this sugya that we have over here. Many of the Poiskim, the Shas V'Tshuvah Sfarim, Sifri HaMusar, discuss the idea that a person is not allowed to go to a place that there's Nisyonis over there. That you see from our Gemara. So the story of Elil Yopan, that he heard two Bochim that said that they went through the shuk, through the market, in order to get quicker to say there. So Eliyahu Pan started screaming at them and said, you're going through a place where there is erva, where there is over there lack of tznias. Who allowed you to do that? That's exactly our Gemara. According to the Al Sheikh, there's something more to it. Even if a person is not intending to look at anything, his eyes are shut, he puts his eyes down, he's not going to see anything, he's careful. But tachlis, a carefulness, that's possible. He's never going to look to that direction. But just having in front of his face something which is not sneezdik, that itself is a chisorin. That's a b'gam in a tzelem elokim. How much a person has to be careful not to even be in a place where there is a chisorin of tzniyas, because he can't have it in front of his face. I want to end with a story that I heard from Simcha Kohen Kuk Zichron Livrachol, the Rav of Rehovot. And he said the following story. The son of the Baba Sali was a big mekubal in Eretz Yisrael. His name was Rameir Buchatzira. When the Baba Sali came to Eretz Yisrael first time to visit, so his son Rameir Buchatzira was already living in Eretz Yisrael, went to greet his father in the airport. The second time the Baba Sali came was when he moved permanently to Eretz Yisrael. And then Rameir Buchatzira did not come to greet his father in the airport. So they asked him, why are you not going to be makbil of Pnei Aviv in the airport? Said the Rameir Buchatzira, the last time that I went to the airport, I lost years of avoda on Shmira Sinai. I cannot go to the airport again. It's going to ruin my avoda session. According to what we learn now, the oimik of what he said, it's not only the fact that Pashtis or a tzaddik like this did not see anything wrong, but he was in a location where something was not appropriate, that is a b'gam in the tzelem Elohim. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shava email list to go, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.